I'm just trying to look at these. So those are some erect ones.
It's those, for art.
Those ones are super erect.
It's just, it's people who are trying to find some way to get you to click on their thing, right?
Yeah, well, it's working.
It did.
And go.
This isn't free-for-all fuck-around hour, Kendrick.
I mean, but it kind of literally is.
It's not an hour.
Okay. So this is it, sock, though.
Whoa! Kendrick's got some sweet ass shades.
They are indeed
ass shades.
But I have to say, this is not extra super duper fixed. Good return to form on the one. That's why you took so long leaving.
Oh, there's a lot of reasons she took so long leaving.
Your number of post-it notes you have on your person is probably going
to
be dangerous.
Amy has, like, enough post-it notes to choke a camel.
Doesn't take much.
Weird
turns
metric,
out,
but you get
turns
what I'm
out
saying.
Camels are extremely allergic to adhesive and it causes them to asphyxiate.
Speaking of adhesives, welcome to Sit Sock.
Yeah, we stick sock to stuff, highball, people, places.
By the end of this drive, Kendrick's going to have like 50 post-it notes on him. He's going
to
have those post-it notes.
Can you read them
to me, please?
Because I'm not, I can't.
It says crazy mega fixed.
Crazy mega fixed.
So, Kendrick,
how
fire
are the boys and girls
how
doing?
How does fire work?
Fire. Fire bad. You make fire. You make fire. First episode of Doctor Who. 62,
oh, really?
62, 63, whatever.
Are we calling out quotes again?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
It's not a very good episode, to be honest. It was kind of surprising they kept going.
The bar was lower.
Well, I think they got cleared for a season, and then, if I understand correctly, the lore, at least, the story is that they got cleared for a season and given a budget, and the guys didn't realize that the budget was for the season, so they blew almost all of it on the first episode.
The not very good first episode?
Yeah.
But it was, oh, this is going to be good.
Now Kyle is going to pull something up.
No, you can keep talking. This is this is the time of day where apparently 4G doesn't work around Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
So it takes forever to get stuff to load on my phone.
That's why it's called 4G.
Together forever and stuff and junk.
Together for our junk and late.
What the frack?
Junk is doing what now?
Wait a minute.
Didn't they used to have a speed sensor on
it?
Oh,
this is a real thing.
Sign?
All right. I just found... The top 10 worst lists on the internet.
Yes.
Stupid is an understatement, is what this is titled. Are you guys ready for another listicle?
Are you ready?
Is listicle something we used on here?
We've used listicle.
The top 10 listicles.
Top 10 testicles.
Top 10 testicles.
Top 10 testicles.
All right, so the article opens up with, I don't want to join your newsletter. Get away from me. It says, deadly squirrels, Barack Obama, body enhancements, dump trucks, and Christianity. That's it. Okay, we're done.
Okay.
What do they all have in common? They're heaping piles of junk. So we're going to look over the top 10 worst lists that I just looked up right now that doesn't have a lot of stuff going on with it. So I don't
know
anything about this.
You just said an incredible number of words in an order, mm-hmm. in a specific order that I don't... Okay, did carry on.
Okay. The number 10. Drum roll.
Fix like whoa.
That's what it says. Fix like whoa. Top 5 crimes committed by squirrels.
What?
That's the number 10 stupidest list on the internet.
That's up there. I don't even care.
Wow, now it says we know squirrels are pretty evil. From squirrels starting fires to suicidal attacks on power grids in an attempt to murder One Direction singer, squirrels have apparently wreaked more havoc over the course of history than any human could.
I mean,
there's weapon wielding squirrel, and there's a photograph of it that we're going to see right now.
Send that photo to me, and I'll put it in the blog. It'll be on the interblags.
Oh my god. There's like a whole... There actually legitimately is a... Squirrel shuts down Amtrak.
Wow.
Squirrel starts house fire.
This is a pretty terrible list.
Squirrel starts up fire. 5 squirrels tried to kill One Direction singer.
2 squirrels, 1 cup.
Oh my god. Alright, let's go back. Okay. So the number 9 list is the 5 most unusual things named after Barack Obama.
Are all of them Barack Obama?
I don't know. That's interesting. It's impossible not to fall in love with some of these topics. Oh, that's stupid. Gets blamed for pretty much everything in the world. That's not really surprising. Political. Let's see what this list is.
Herpin and Derpin.
The five most unusual things named after. This is like a. This is an exponential list because each list will have its own list.
Yeah, yeah. It's listception.
An extinct lizard.
Boom.
Obamadon gracialis. Obama the Slender was a small extinct lizard named after the president. A fungus. Kalapacha Obame was named by scientists who discovered it because she wanted to show appreciation for the president.
By naming a fungus.
A trapdoor spider was named after Barack Obama. Astopithecus Barack Obama, Barack Obami. A parasite, Paragordis Obama, is a hairworm parasite. A mountain, Mount Obama is a mountain formerly known as Boggy Peak, located in Antigua.
Why did they...
There you go.
Okay.
There's five things named after Obama. You're never going to get that time back.
That's... You don't get that back.
You don't... That's ours now.
Go. We burned it.
Oh, man. This one actually sounds like it might be fun.
Okay.
Top... Number eight... is the top five jaw-dropping Christian videos in the universe. It says just watch it. Admittedly, this probably only made our list because of the complete pointlessness. Okay. Videos are somewhat addicting. Go ahead.
I was going to have you make sure you open your vents so you don't get too sweaty.
Oh.
I just realized all the vents are closed because Kate was driving recently and Amy was over there, so there's like no airflow. So
wait,
you're gonna
what? Know. When was that?
Kate was driving last night and Amy was in the front seat earlier today. Oh. So all your vents are closed. So you make sure your vents are open, otherwise you'll sweat out. You'll sweat and die like an old man. Also, Amy, you are on drum roll duty after this, so you'll have to figure out how to work that out, because otherwise we're going to crash the car.
So, if you don't believe me, just watch Jesus Is My Friend. It is a video, apparently.
Don't believe
I've
me.
I've saved this list, so a lot of this stuff's going to be linked.
Oh, yeah. Don't you worry.
All of the godless blasphemers wandering around the globe might just say a prayer tonight, because it's so bad, I assume.
Okay, never mind.
So, I don't know. I mean, like, this one doesn't have, like, a...
Seagulls.
I wish I had links to this list.
There's no links to the list, it's just naming the list.
Oh, it's actually a video, like...
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, no, that's definitely going in the...
The Jesus Is My Friend thing is a video.
You'll find it in the diddly-doo.
All right, up next. Oh,
good.
Jesus.
That was terrifying. That was fantastic. I thought we were going to die. A+. Keep going.
Oh, what? Can't go any further? We only get the top eight?
What?
Okay, no, I think we're okay. I'm just being an idiot.
What?
All right.
Why is this a list?
Go ahead. Number seven. Okay.
Oh.
The top five sci-fi movies made with ants.
I'm sorry, what?
The top five sci-fi movies made with ants.
I'm sorry, what?
Someone made a list for the Ant Movie Marathon in 2014, but it did receive three comments. At least three people were time to die. At least three people were captivated by the topic of ants, and it wasn't even sarcastic, inspired the comments.
Why
so,
are we, what?
Just it's this is okay. Just how it works.
Someone came in from the left, and someone came in from the right, but then together they crashed. We're almost.
Well, that list is broken.
Okay.
Because my sockwell is down. Because I guess they didn't want to pay for it.
My sequel.
My sockwell.
Don't call it.
My
that.
Sax. Well.
No one will ever hire you if you call it that.
I
not just
really
from
care.
Tech stuff. They won't even hire you for a pet store or a janitor. Position.
What if it's Salesforce specific though?
They won't even do that. Because if you say my sockle, then they don't want you to use that word. It's just sockle for them.
And the list is specifically sci-fi movies. It's not like westerns or anything like that. It's just
with ants.
Oh man, this next one.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? That last one was kind of boring.
I don't think I'm ready.
But okay. Number six. Thanks, Amy. Top five penis enlargement devices.
You send that to me later for unrelated reasons.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not bookmarking it right now. Yeah, penis enlargement devices are really a thing. People are still taking pills, and there's scams and stuff. One list claims to increase the length by a whopping 2.8 centimeters. And in parentheses, it says, yes, sarcasm. And it's after going through 1,100 hours of what we can only assume is excruciating, maddening, anxiety, rioting, traction, force. And yes,
yeah.
You read that correctly. 1,100 hours. So I actually have something to comment on here. I'm going to look at this list real quick. But there are penis enlargement stretches and exercises you can do that are done by, you know, people in the world. You're supposed to do it very carefully because you can bust your dick up if you're not careful. You can actually...
Off.
You can.
Yeah.
You can permanently damage your penis.
I think we've all done this research, Kyle.
Okay, good. All right. So here's the five... And you're ready. Size Genetics, originally designed as a post-op treatment for penis enlargement surgery, the Size Genetics device was soon recognized for its capacity to encourage permanent penis growth naturally.
Okay.
And it looks like a... it's like a pill, I think.
Where's the Austin Powers one? Is that one on
Jess there? Extender. I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Clinically proven to increase the length of an erect penis by 2.8 centimeters. Jess Extender is 100% risk-free. That looks like the one that's the... Oh, wow.
I don't really
it's
want to
It's got some, like, straps and stuff.
It sounds unpleasant.
Ultimate stretcher.
Oh, geez.
Made from a medical type 1 materials, this clinically proven traction device is easily the cheapest around. In just 6 months, Ultimate Stretcher helped patients increase their penis size by 1.6 inches. Mm-hmm. This one's called X4 Labs. Described in the 4-in-1 quad sport mount, this hybrid traction system is clinically proven to permanently increase your penis size by 33% in less than 5 months. And the final is Pro Extender. Clinically proven to permanently increase penis size by 2.8 centimeters after 1,100 hours of traction force at 1,200 grams.
So hang on a minute.
You hang that from your dick.
Wait, you said 1,200 grams.
Yeah, that's what
it says. 1.2 kilograms, right?
Yep.
So that is a pound?
Yeah, you're hanging off your dick.
Okay.
It causes an...
And again, so wait, 1,100 hours is how many days? I have to do it like 8 hours a day?
Okay, let's just assume...
So like... If you do it 10 hours a day, that's 100 days, right?
Sure.
So if you do it like 10, 12 hours a day, that's almost a third of a year, right?
Yeah. Okay. So in a third of a year, if you do it that often.
Yeah, if you do it like all day. So if you do less of that, then it's like 6-8 months.
All right. Well.
Jesus fuck. Carry on. All
right. That was number six. Number five.
Oh, good.
Keeps going.
No, that was just the
that
penis.
That was the penis
This
list.
Is, we're back to the top 10 list.
We're off the dick list. We're off back onto the regular list.
Amy,
now.
Drum roll, if you will. Okie dokie. That's probably a 3 out of 10, Amy.
I can't. I wasn't prepared.
Number five. Top five largest dump trucks in the world. I kept reading this as the top five largest dumps in the world, and then I was like... Are you okay?
I don't know if I can drive.
Okay. Well, you're going to want to get in the right lane soon.
I'm focusing on the driving right now.
Okay. It's probably unimaginable that anyone could ever...
It was just when that ultimate drum roll fail was like freaking Saxman, Jack Black.
Saxman!
But it's like... Durn,
fucking play something, Saxman.
It's like, that's not...
All right.
Okay.
If anyone would ever want to invest the time to read the top five lists about dump trucks, but if you would, then by all means, read away. You'll find a fascinating bits of information about each truck's horsepower, fuel tank capacity, and how much massive tire costs. About $35,000 for a dump truck tire.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Each?
I don't know. Let's look.
I want to know.
Okay, well,
that's
we're going to
go money.
To this list. There.
That is like two
oh, man,
orders
these,
of magnitude
these names are
higher.
Fucking cool. The Basil 75710.
Semi-truck
45
right
million tons. No. Megatons?
Megatons.
450 megatons?
Of pressure.
Metric tons, sorry.
Metric. Okay.
Payload capacity.
There we go.
Operating
weight. That is not a small vehicle.
Yeah, 4,600 horsepower.
Well, yeah, man.
And the fuel tank capacity is 50. Well, I know that's an interesting one. 5,600 liters of fuel.
5,600?
Yeah.
Liters?
1,500 gallons.
That's...
The Liebherr T282B.
Are you sure?
Yes, yeah, what it says.
I can't really...
It says it right on the far
I
right
I believe
there.
You.
Okay.
If you're looking at it right.
All of these...
Because, I mean...
Well, it's kind of the translation. I said for 1,500.
Right.
185 or 1479 is the gallons.
Right, but I mean, like, my car takes, like, what, 20-some gallons?
Mm-hmm.
So that thing is, like... 10, almost 100 times? No, 50 times bigger than mine?
Yeah, this truck is massive, dude.
That has 50 of my gas tanks on it.
It's about half as tall as a what seems to be a 6 or 7 story building.
What? Is that like a land yacht? It's
meant to like go to those like places and do the things.
I mean, like, no. Fuck.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right, that was number five. There's a pretty cool list, actually, if you want to go look at it.
Jesus, that's one of those big old machines. That's like that German, like, mining machine that each bucket is the size of a dump truck.
Yeah. All right, well, this next one's interesting.
Damn.
Amy? Oh, she's on fleek this time.
That was,
15 hottest actresses busted with erect nipples. That is number four. Continuing.
I feel like that's not even like.
Oh, there's a link
like,
to
like,
the word erect nipples.
I'm just saying. I feel like that list is misleading because it suggests that there were people who didn't make the list. Like, well, This is clearly someone caught with an erect nipple, but not on the top 15. It's like, that's probably every single picture that they found.
These aren't that bad. Right? Selena Gomez is one of them.
But who cares?
But they caught with them, man. They got caught.
They got caught with erect nipples,
Candace,
you know?
Swanepoel.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Chrissy Teigen. Irina Shayk.
Look at that.
Look, that one's not even erect.
Is that the same kind of... Just go.
I'm just looking at these erect nipple pictures. Look at that one. That's not even an erect nipple.
Why are you? Okay.
I'm just trying to look at these. So those are some erect ones.
Okay.
It's for art.
Those ones are super erect.
It's people who are trying to find some way to get you to click on their thing, right?
Yeah. Well, it's working.
It did.
Now there's 16. Miley Cyrus is on this list. Rumor Willis. I don't. She looks familiar. Okay. Honestly, don't find erect nipples. Selena Gomez again.
Oh my God, she can't be on there twice. List is bullshit.
Number one is Teresa Moore, and she's wearing a bathing suit. I'm not sure why erect nipples are so bad, to be quite honest.
I don't. Well, people are weird. I don't know if you want out of that.
Oops, I went back too far. All right, that was number four.
All right.
Don't get caught with erect nipples, or you're good on the world's stupidest list, I guess.
It's not the world's stupidest list. It's the world's fourth stupidest list.
Oh, you're right. You're right. My bad. Okay.
We got three more doozies coming
this
up.
This one says... This one's... I don't understand this one. Amy, number three. All right. The best online ads on Make 5. For the record, Make 5 is a website on which this list was found. I guess... Okay.
No.
It was about... It was a list...
It's a listicle site.
It made a list about its own ads. A way to whore yourself out and to clickers.
Wow.
But this much can be said, they do have a few interesting ads, such as Meet Single Arabs Online and Humping USB Dog and the Satanic Superstore.
What?
Okay, I can clarify some of those. There are dating sites for every possible subset of ethnicity and gender.
I want to see this Humping USB Dog.
And there is a USB device you can get in that's a dog humping your computer.
And so I'm not going to go into those because I feel like I'm going to get into the clickbait black hole.
Yeah, you already are.
You're
at the clickbait event horizon. Which is the best band name I've ever heard.
It says, unfortunately, this is a number three list, and unfortunately, most of the advertisements listed are the generic make your own website ads better. But I feel like this is on here because it's a listicle site that made a list of their own ads in their lists. So it's like the most stupid list you could ever have because it's like,
yeah,
you're so up your own asshole.
Yeah. It Wes Anderson'd real hard.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Whoa.
Oof.
We were watching the ad for Isle of Dogs last night. And it was, again, like, Janet hadn't seen the ad. She's like, what the fuck was that? And I did my usual stick, which we need to go save Wes Anderson from himself. He's lost and scared up his own butthole. Someone needs to save him.
This one says...
Fixed end of story.
In the story!
I don't think it's the end of the story. I think there's
another one. Number two, Amy.
Where'd the other one go?
All right. Every one of these things adds with Jesus. Okay. Look at the top... Into the top five branded laptops for rent in Australia. So you can rent laptops in Australia. And this list is only for Australia. The top five branded laptops you can rent in Australia. That's number two.
How can you rent laptops?
I'm dead curious.
Yep.
Who didn't make the cut? I want to know who didn't make the cut.
Let's look.
Like, of the apparently massive playing field of people who offer branded rental laptops.
These aren't even, like... specific laptops. The number one is Apple. Number two is Dell. Number three is HP. Number four is Compaq. And number five is Lenovo.
And they offer rentals?
I got... yeah, I guess so.
So, like, does anyone else sell rent laptops?
Not personally, no. Not me.
Oh, I mean, I did for a while, but you? It just got too hard to ship them to and from Australia.
I don't know. That's a dumb list.
It's a really dumb list.
No, so maybe that's why it's number two. Okay.
God have mercy on our souls for what's number one.
The number one. It's okay.
Let's get all in. Let's see what we get in here.
All right.
That's mostly my car getting damaged.
Six reasons why internet lists must die is number one. So it's a list about how internet lists need to stop.
But that sounds legit. Let's read it. I want to know how.
We're coming for a circle. You started with the worst internet list, and you're only fitting. You should end with the reason why lists shouldn't exist in the first place. We're not trying to define irony. We swear. That's what they say in this article.
So the best part about it. Is that probably is the best list because it's a list of reasons why you shouldn't have a rumor list.
But
I think they missed an opportunity with this because if I was doing that, I would have put a link to the same list.
To the list
number one list is the one you're reading right now.
Wouldn't that be funny if in this list is this list that we're reading now.
That's what I mean. Oh, like, wow. that links back to itself. The number one worst list article of all time is the one you're reading, Chucklehead. All
right, so we're going to go through the six reasons why internet lists must die. Internet lists are like the Pop-Tarts of online content. If your idea of breakfast is a slab of starch injected with fructose slime, you're reading this because you love internet lists.
Don't judge me.
That's fucking the hardest thing for my mind to comprehend at 4 o'clock on a Friday. Because it's like, I do like Pop-Tarts, and I'm only reading your list because you asked me to read your list, but now I like
Pop-Tarts are a sandwich.
Okay, that's right. They're a sandwich for the non-traditional... Non-traditional, right? Or whatever.
Non-traditional chaotic.
Yeah.
Or okay. Anarchist. Non-traditional sandwich anarchist.
There's a cool thing. We can talk about that when we're done with this list. Okay, number two. Internet lists are almost never written by experts. Not to put a squirrel in your shorts, but you're not going to see 12 examples of why the cosmos is awesome by Stephen Jay Hawking. Yep. Not to put a squirrel in your shorts, everybody.
Can I just say that you have just read a sentence that contains the phrase squirrel in your shorts next to the name Stephen Hawking.
Yep.
Fantastic. Carry on.
This list is pretty good so far.
I'm loving it.
Three, the internet lists lack any semblance of objectivity. We're not saying every internet list should be subjected to peer review or replication, but lacking that, almost every list amounts to 10 things I really like, and now you really have to.
Fair. Next.
This list.
Exactly like the list we're reading right
Four,
now.
Internet lists are written to make us feel like morons. Given that most authors are hipsters, see number two, which is the one that says squirrel in the shorts. The inclusion of largely unknown illusions, items, or factoids are de rigueur.
The squirrel in the shorts.
Added for simple reason to exhibit author superiority over the reader.
Yeah.
Number five. List authors have extremely limited experience and or knowledge. Filled with a hubris that comes with being asked to compile a list and a $25 check signed by Arianna Huffington. Boom. Wow. Hashtag political commentary.
Oh, well,
I guess not political.
It's just calling
hashtag
out.
Hashtag blog commentary.
Them out.
All right. Number six. Oh, wait. This one's... okay. Number six. Lists are a refuge for lazy editors. Just like our podcast is a refuge for lazy podcasters. It's not just hard work culling through substantive articles, underlining assertions, rearranging for the sake of clarity, and separating the wheat from the chaff, but it requires years of education and experience to put to good use.
So...
And who wants to do any of that?
Is it just me, or do most of these things boil down to listicles are dumb because they're dumb?
Well, I mean, when you are so far up your own asshole that you lit Pop-Tarts to while you're reading lists, I imagine that all of these things are things that the writer knows and is choosing to do because of this list.
We're comparing it to Pop-Tarts, and you've got a squirrel in your shorts.
Yep.
And Arianna Huffington.
And
I'm on board so far.
So hipsters eating Pop-Tarts, putting squirrel in people's shorts, who are so full of themselves that they don't have to do any research in order to write a list.
In order to get a check from Arianna,
yes.
Arianna Huffington.
That's right.
All
right. That's right. That was it.
That's it?
Number six, yeah.
Oh, man, I was looking for where that was going to go.
There was six. That was six. That's it.
And they stopped at six.
Yeah. Likewise, lists save the reader any demand for crucial thought or analysis. That's the final comment. Lists are the internet's way of letting the Morlocks know dinner is served. Boom!
Wow.
Dude.
That was gold,
this
actually.
Guy.
That was probably the best list
All right,
I've ever heard.
This is on the Daily Kos. It's by Nino the Mind Boggler. That's who wrote this.
Okay.
So I don't know who you are, Nino, but this was a very like cool thing that you did, I think. You definitely deserve the number one on this top stupidest
right.
list.
Stupid. What's funny is it wasn't really a stupid list.
No, it wasn't. So the original
that was probably the best thing
article
ever came out, like,
was by something called MMR, Me, Myself, and Robot.
Okay.
So if you, we'll link the list and everything, but yep. Yeah, so that was the top 10 stupidest lists on the internet.
That's impressive.
You're welcome, everybody.
Also, Future Kendrick, get the infographic off of Slack or whatever.
No, we need to talk about the infographic before you can just show it.
Just get the infographic with the sandwich debate conclusion.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that next time because that's worth talking about.
Is it?
I think so. The hot dog argument alone is worth the trip.
I want to know where sweets fit in. Can
you
have
already know where sweets
fit in? A dessert sandwich.
Yes, it's already...
Well, the thing's not exactly canon. It's just a picture.
Yeah, but it's a good-ass picture.
It's an ass picture.
Good ass picture.
Is an ass a sandwich?
I don't know. What do you put between it? A poopy? A shit sandwich? You're a shit sandwich, Ricky.
A big sausage. On that note.
Bye, everybody. Like, comment, subscribe.